This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Yankees win. Start spreading the news. Tell everyone. Or you could just relax. You could just chill because all we did was avoid the sweep. You know, the Bronx Bombers came back. The Torpedo Bats were out. C is for Cookie. That's good enough for me. And I'm not even going to really, like, talk about Ryan Yarbrough. They need to send him back to Yarbrough. Get him up out of here. Send him to the next borough. Don't put him on the plane. Happy flight for the Yankees as they head out to P-Town to face the Pittsburgh Pirates and then the Detroit Tigers. You could not lose three in a row. You could not lose that game tonight, but I felt like they were trying. It just didn't need to get that tight, and I'm not that tight about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to harp on, some bullpen decisions. We're going to talk about them. And again, I remind you, you know, it's early. We're going to react. We're not going to overreact. We're going to jump on some things, but we're not going to jump to conclusions. 888-808-1019. I already have calls. If you're coming from the stadium, hit me up. If you were there doing the wave, don't hit me up. If you were there chanting F. Juan Soto, don't hit me up. It's just never going to end. Yankee Stadium, a warm night. Shout out to you if you picked this game to go to and you got to go to a warmer game. I think the first thing I want to do to keep the good vibes up is to shout out JC Ascara. Maybe one of his family members are in the car and they're hearing this right now. You know, so happy for that guy and his journey. How many times did I tell y'all about my 700 Lyft Uber rides? Driving Lyft Uber builds character. There's some good people picking you up. Sometimes you talk to them, sometimes you don't. But, you know, that young man getting his first hit tonight, getting the win tonight, getting to be behind the plate tonight, getting his first start tonight, amazing. So we'll start with the lineup, right? And the last time that there was an outcry like this about the lineup, a punt lineup, a Boone lineup, a computer nerds analytical lineup, you know what Yankees Twitter and Yankee fans say, bro, did you see the lineup? What the hell is this? And I think somebody sent me, maybe it was a mistake with the Yankees social media team, they had DJ LeMahieu in the lineup on Instagram. I don't know how the hell that happens. But we did hear that DJ's about a week away from working back. So I guess we'll see him, I don't know, Memorial Day, if there's no setbacks, whatever. There's your right-handed bat, Yankee fans. DJ LeMahieu's coming back. 888-808-1019. But the lineup comes out, and all I was thinking about is not losing three in a row at home, getting swept. erasing the vibes of the Brewers series. All I could think about was don't get swept. And that's what I said. Oh, nah, please don't get swept. But then when you look at the lineup, they asked Boone, why are you leading off Ben Rice? He said he rakes. And he did. And when you look at the lineup, Judge, without an off day going into this travel day, you know, there were so many times where I said, Judge is your best hitter. He should DH the most. Judge gets to DH, and what happened, right? After all the strikeouts, Judge having, you know, back-to-back nights with multiple strikeouts, Judge locked in. Stay tuned for the big shot of the night. Obviously, you know who that's going to be. More history for Aaron Judge. Jazz Chisholm. You knew Jazz needed to get some. Jazz's whole home run routine, it just cracks me up. Everybody says he's aura farming. The amount of moves that Jazz has in one home run trot, I don't think I've ever seen anybody else with more moves. But he's the swag champ of the entire major leagues of baseball. He is the drip king of New York. He can get that off. 888-808-1019. Jason Dominguez, embrace the Martian. Embrace the Martian. I come in peace, but I need y'all rocking with me. Some of y'all were ready to quit on the young boy, Jason Dominguez. He's going to get this rookie run, right? He's going to get this rookie year run. Not like Volpe, but he's going to get that rookie year to play pretty much every day. They're going to DH him some. They're going to take him out for defensive replacements, but please do not quit on this young man. Please do not pack it in on Jason Dominguez. He hit tonight, and that was a positive. Volpe, Trent Grisham, already talked about J.C. Ascaro. Oh, let me rewind. Trent Grisham made me $100 tonight. I put $13 on Trent Grisham, the homer. FanDuel put out there. Who homers tonight? Volpe, Jazz, Judge. I'm like, Trent Grisham. Trent Grisham was due, and... Man, I didn't look at the box score for the home plate umpire's name. It doesn't matter. These umps suck. We need the ABS system. ASAP. ABS ASAP. Because one, right, Judge getting rung up or Judge, not even rung up, but Judge getting these low strike calls where he has to swing at these low pitches. And they're just so, the ball is down, Blue. They're just down and outside or down and inside. And it's like Judge is 6'7". Adjust. The automatic balls and strike system would adjust. And then Trent Grisham had one tonight where that ball, it should have been ball four. And ball don't lie. Since it wasn't ball four, the next pitch, he smacked. Good to see Trent Grisham hit a homer. Good to see Trent Grisham getting the start. You know, Juan Soto was the throw-in in the Trent Grisham trade. 888-808-1019. Oswaldo Cabrera early in the game made a great play going, to his left behind him. And Oswaldo's my guy. I hope to see him get most of the opportunities at third base. I know Pablo Lopez and Pablo Reyes and Oswald Peraza are going to get an opportunity to play. But I really hope that, you know, they just show Waldo the love that he deserves. I hope that they show him the love that he deserves. So we're going to get into a bunch of things. I do want to take a call since I got one up there. 888-808-1019. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're smart. You called before I really got into it. Go for it.
You're Keith. What it do?
You're.
Bro, I was at the game today, right? So I had a whole day of classes, got my hair cut, looked fresh, show for my first Yankee game of the year, got my 99 burger, Judge hit the home run. I'm catching the itis. I'm so tired. I literally leave before the second inning ends. The top of it, I get home. It's essentially the end of the game. That's how
wait,
long
wait,
my commute
wait.
Is.
Why'd you leave? You left in the second inning?
Because I have a two-hour commute back to Queens. So when I come to games and I stay the entirety of the game, I'd much rather, considering my commute, show up for a day game where I'm not.
So you just went to Yankee Stadium for dinner. You went there to get a 99 burger and go.
Judge hit the home run. I was good. I'm like, bro, you can't. Like, real talk. The way the Yankees do the whole pregame setup with cutting the lights and showing highlight videos of last season World Series run, you felt the electricity. It was almost like it was thundering, you know, it was a clear night. People were chatting it up, but you could hear the quietness in the crowd as soon as the highlight videos came out. Like, it shocked everybody into the system. Yeah, we're ready for games. Like, it was lit, bro. The first inning was lit. It was basically a 1-2-3 inning.
Hey, as long as you got your money's worth. As long as you got your money's worth.
I got my money's worth. I was in 237. If you were there, I always look for you occasionally in 204.
No,
you
know, I missed all these games this week.
You know how impossible those seats are to get.
I know. I was sick this week. I'm mad about it. But I'm not that mad about it because they faced two of the best pitchers in the National League and lost two games. But I would have liked to be there tonight.
Yeah, I showed up to the right game.
You did.
I showed up to the right game. Yeah, and real quick, like I was telling you all before the season, I really see this team tearing the cover off the baseball, and it's nothing to do with the bats. I think it has everything to do with the fact that our team is less centered around two world all legend like hitters and actual professional all-star quality at bats with young players that are now seasoned and knows what it takes to get to the promised land. So I think our offense will be fine. It's just a matter of, can we stitch up the pitching in crucial situations to just get by until the postseason when the real pitching comes.
Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. I'll say this, you know, the lineup is much deeper, and that's why I said about, like, you know, everybody jumping to a conclusion of punt lineup, another Boone lineup. All the lineups are Boone's lineup. Another analytical lineup. Oh, the computer must have spit this lineup out. Chill. The last time people reacted, they hit nine homers to, you know, break the record and put up 20 runs, and then the whole world started talking about torpedo bats. So today, I honestly, the first thought I had was like, all right, let me go to FanDuel and hedge, like emotional hedge. But as I got into FanDuel and started looking around, I'm like, wait, Judge is plus 176 to homer. He's definitely going to homer. He's only DH, and if he gets one pitch to hit, he's hitting it out. Trent Grisham was plus 680. Jazz, you know, those guys all hitting homers today. I mean, Ben Rice rakes, you know, first pitch, he hits it over the center fielder's head. There was another one that went over the left fielder's head. Like, they came out swinging tonight. After back-to-back nights where they combined for 30 strikeouts, you could tell that in their hitting meetings, you could tell that whatever, you know, the message was clear. Hey, we got Merrill Kelly out there. That's how we're going to stack this lineup against Merrill Kelly. And all of you need to come out swinging. All of you need to hit. Dominguez hit. Judge, obviously, historically hit. And, you know, they were able to put up runs so quickly. It's disappointing that, you know, you had to sweat it out because of some decisions in the bullpen. Not even decisions in the bullpen. And I'm going to stop doing that, too. Because, like, during the game, I got mad. I was like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Why are we trying to steal outs with bums, I said on Twitter. And what I felt like was like, okay, we get a lot out of Carlos Carrasco, more than I was expecting. You know, the only thing was that he had the leadoff walks, but other than that, he had some strikeouts. Let's see what his line. He went 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned runs, 2 walks, striking out 5. And, like, those 2 walks were the issue. And, like, but, like, this is not bad for his first outing, right? This is a guy who probably thought his career could be done, but he talked about signing with the Yankees in spring training and how the pinstripes are different, and Yankee Stadium is different, and having the opportunity to pitch for the Yankees is different. This guy had the whole kitchen sink going, throwing his fastball, throwing his changeup, throwing his curveball, throwing his sinker. This is a veteran. This is a guy that's already appeared twice for the Yankees, coming out of bullpen and making a start. It's good to have him on a night where the Yankees hit. And you know what? You go to Adam Ottavino, who, you know, was signed on April Fool's Day, and a lot of Yankee fans thought they were just kidding, like that was JK. And then Ryan Yarbrough is another guy that I don't know how long he's going to be here, but that's where I felt like we were trying to steal outs with Ryan Yarbrough. And it's not even that we're trying to steal outs. The bullpen is short because of Devin Williams' paternity leave. Congratulations to him. He'll be back with the team in Pittsburgh. Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver, obviously Boone learned, right? They went to Weaver in the eighth this time, and Luke Weaver looked like the Luke Weaver we came to know and love at the end of last year. So, man, all is well that ends well. You know, the Yankees don't get swept. They don't lose 3 in a row. They're 4-2. It's 6 games. The opening homestand ends, and they head to Pittsburgh. John is in the car. He went to the game. John, tell us something. You're on.
What up, Keith? I took my daughter to her first game tonight. It was something special again at the stadium, like it always is. It's good to be back.
Awesome. Good to be back. Good game to go to. History made, a lot of home runs, a lot of runs scored.
Yeah, of course. Great atmosphere, of course, in the stadium. I just want to say that before the season started, everybody was worried about the lineup. The lineup is deep enough. People, I think it's the team is a lot deeper than a lot of people expected. The team has a lot more to it, a lot more pop, a lot more flair than people think. We're getting Devin Williams back. The bullpen's going to be better. You know what I'm saying? I think we got a lot more of a shot than a lot of people thought we had.
Yeah,
we got some real guns this year.
I don't understand why people expected the Yankees to completely fall off. I know why, but I don't understand it. I get that we embarrassed ourselves in the World Series. I get that Juan Soto left. We still have the best player in the game. They still added a bunch of talented players and have young players that are emerging. That mix, so far, so good. This is the first time we've seen this lineup, and they perform.
For sure, Dominguez is coming along. They're all coming along. Each one of them. They're taking the right steps. It's the pinch drops. When it's always going to be good. It's the Yankees.
There it is,
we
John.
Run this town.
Teach your daughter that. Good game to take her to. It's the pinstripes. We're always going to be good. John Carlos Stanton will be back. Then what? You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll figure it out at the deadline. The Yankees torpedo bats, they're going to cruise. Shout out to Fernando Cruz. I did want Fernando Cruz to come into the game. I'm like, yo, what about Fernando Cruz? It is what it is. We'll talk about the bullpen budget. We'll talk about each individual player. You know, we'll talk about Paul Goldschmidt. He's 37. I don't mind him getting a rest. Austin Wells got a little beat up. Give him a rest. That's why you have a backup catcher. Call me up, man. 888-808-1019. More to do, more to talk about. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. Man, it's always a fun time.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm in P-Town. I remember driving out there with my wife when she was just my girlfriend years ago, I think 2017. She was the only one that was down. That's a long drive. The homies weren't down for it. But their loss, because I knew a girl that was in the like Buckos like rally crew. Got us tickets. Man, and like Pittsburgh, they party different. The bars stay open late and Shout out to the saxophone guy that used to play on the bridge. And, you know, when I talk about going to other ballparks and experiencing how other fan bases do baseball, their culture, like Pittsburgh, especially back then, their culture was amazing. If you're going out to Pittsburgh, shout out to you. I just got a tweet about, you know, these games may be potentially rained out in their 4 o'clock games. Shout out to Matty Ice. He said Saturday and Sunday have a good chance of being rained out. He said, that being said, Keith McPherson taught me last year that going to baseball games alone is fun. Tomorrow I'm alone in left field, row one. So if you see Matty Ice out there, you know, I always say you're never alone at a Yankee game. There's a bunch of Yankee fans, and you can talk baseball with any Yankee fan. And if you're declared, right, when I see people go to Yankee Stadium and they don't have a logo on, I'm like, why are you undeclared? If you're declared, you're not alone. You're with fellow Yankee fans. So I wish I was going to Pittsburgh this weekend. I need to get back out there because PNC Park is rated as the number one park. It's got a ridiculous view of the city and the river. And like I said, their food out there, their customs out there, the way that they do baseball is amazing. 888-808-1019. The way that the Yankees do baseball is amazing too. When people come to New York, they want to see Yankee Stadium. They want to hear Frank Sinatra. They want to see the Bronx Bombers hit home runs. They want to see the Bleacher Creatures do the roll call. They want to see the Yankees, you know, be the Yankees in the pinstripes. And today it was a warmer day, and a lot of people went to the game. So let's get back to the conversation around the game. I'm sure there's some things in my notes that I haven't got to yet. You know, 22 homers for the Yankees to start this season, 22 homers in six games. That is a record. And Judge also made some history. His 500th career extra base hit, third fastest Yankee to reach that milestone. So, you know, positive vibes, positive energy. I know we want to complain. I know we want to look at every little single thing to pick apart, but all is well that ends well. Bruce is in Flushing on the Fan. Go for it, Bruce.
Hey, Keith, a few observations. Number one, now I've called you for the last couple of years. I would think I'm a reasonable Yankee fan. I don't overreact, correct?
Correct, and knowledgeable.
Don't think about that. I mean, like Monday, I said to Yankee fans, don't freak out. You know, there's a lot of good points and bad points, and the bullpen with circumstances. However, if we're going to be honest about things, this game shows why people criticize Boone for his bullpen handling. After two bad losses, to waste time with Ryan Yarbrough, who's a good lefty and gets up lefty and is a good middle inning guy, but when you had Cruz available, when you had Leiter available, there was no reason to go to Yarbrough.
You had Tim Hill available. He pitched 2 days ago, and he only threw four pitches.
Right. So there was
Fernando
no reason.
Cruz got ready. Excuse me.
So there was no reason to go to Yarbrough. That's why when people criticize Boone, sometimes they over-criticize him, and I call him that when I see it. But tonight was a valid reason why people criticize Boone for his bullpen handling. Agree or disagree?
In his defense, and I know C-Mac was tweeting at me, and when you hear C-Mac show later, he's going to say, they were up six runs. He did what he was supposed to do. But I'm like, up six runs or not, they were not up six runs. You were up six runs. You had a six-run lead, and you blew it. I can't blow that six-run lead with a sweep on the line, with a three-game losing streak on the line. Like, I wouldn't even let it get that close, especially when the Diamondbacks had guys on the bench. They rested Marte. They rested they had a couple guys on the bench, and I'm like, oh, this is setting up for bad news.
Right, I agree. Second point. For all the people who criticize the Yankee farm system, you have Rice, and again, this is a small sample size, I understand that, but Rice looks like he can hit in the major leagues. Dominguez, and again, this is a small sample size, but you saw what he did in the minors a little bit, and you see, hopefully, you know, he shows he can hit. You know, so for all the people who criticize the Yankee farm system, I mean, got one of the best catchers in the major leagues in Wells. So for all those people, Sal, if you're listening, who criticize the farm system, Maybe you shouldn't criticize that farm system.
It's just something that people have said for years. It's just something that people are quick to say, and it's not true. And they have George Lombard sitting down there, George Lombard Jr., who within a year or two, we already saw him this year. Spencer Jones is about a year or two away as well. Like, it's just something that people say, and it is not valid.
I totally agree. Keith, have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. 888-808-1019. I'll give Hal Steinbrenner some credit. When Hal Steinbrenner said $307 million, $308 million, I think we've spent enough. We don't need to spend any more. You need a good mix of homegrown talent, young players. You need that just for team chemistry and modern day times. It's a young man's game. There's a lot of young players playing. You've seen the Yankees be old. Like, you saw the Yankees be old when it was like A-Rod, Teixeira, at the end of Jeter's time, like, you saw the Yankees try to bring in the baby bombers where it was like, okay, Teixeira, you're out. Here comes Greg Bird. You know, Gary Sanchez, Miguel Andujar, Clint Frazier, Gardy. Gardy was too old at 36, 37. Shout out to Gardy. I'm trying to think. There were some other players that was just like, you know, all the Yankees are too old. Even like right now with like DJ LeMahieu, last year with Rizzo. So now when you're seeing these Yankee youngsters, NYY young boys, like, this is a good thing. And no one can deny it. When you see a lineup with, like Bruce said, Ben Rice is a hitter. I was just talking to someone in my live chat who was asking about Spencer Jones because he's with the Somerset Patriots. Shout out to the Somerset Patriots for reaching out to me. I'll see you guys later this month. He's like, how long is he going to be with the Somerset Patriots till he hits AAA? And I'm like, he has to get more seasoning and he has to prove that he can level up. You dominate the level that you're at, you move up. I think he will be with the Rail Riders at some point, but he's got to dominate with the Somerset Patriots. You know, George Lombard Jr., look out for him. Like, those guys aren't even here yet, but like Ben Rice, he quickly came from AA to AAA to the majors last year. I remember when there were rumblings about him coming up last year when Rizzo went down. I'm like, we're seeing the clips, but like he's only got 50 at-bats with the Rail Riders. I don't know if that's enough. 50 at-bats is enough for them to know whether you can hit the ball or not. 888-808-1019. So he got that experience last year. Ben Arroz, like now, Ben Rice is confident at the plate. He looks like he belongs at the plate. He does belong at the plate. And you can give Goldie, who is technically old, but I don't think, you know, Goldie is a guy who play 150 games. But you can give him a rest day, like a maintenance day, just to keep him fresh after playing every single game and throw Ben Rice there from the experience that he had last year at first base. The kid can lead off. The kid is mashing. He's hitting the ball harder than ever. He put on some weight. I love to see it. And that's why I also ask y'all to be patient with Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez, he don't have to put on any weight. He's already built like a linebacker. And he had some good at-bats tonight, right? And it's going to come where he's hitting for power, but it's good to see him hitting singles and getting on. And you know what is great, too? Guys like him and Ben Rice, they can run. So when they're on base and the ball gets hit into the outfield, they can go from first to third, second to home. You picking up what I'm putting down? The youth is there. Volpe, obviously. Oswaldo Cabrera. Like, there are young Yankee players mixed in with veteran players like Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge, Jazz Chisholm. And Jazz is a veteran, but Jazz is what, 26? He's young at heart. He's got young energy. So I like the look of this team. They are very left-handed, but that changes when Stanton comes back and maybe if another move is made. But they're young, they're fast, they can run, they're hitterish. And so far, the lineups, I think we've seen three or four different lineups, they have been deeper than they were last year where it was like, I'm just pumped. We don't have to watch Alex Verdugo ground out to second. 888-808-1019. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I will be right back. I was just talking to Zoo about, you know, Citi Field and the train and the parking and getting out there. I do have a friend that was like, yo, I got a ticket for you if you want to go. And I was like, I'm on tomorrow. I'll be on air here at WFAN after the Yankees play. That's the problem. I would go to more Mets games, but like, one, I don't like driving out there and then paying the $40 to park and then trying to get out of there. And then the train is a disaster, bro. Like, that it's too many stops to be on that packed of a train. Like, at least when I take the train from Yankee Stadium to here, you can get off at like 59th Street, Columbus Circle, and then transfer. And so you're not just packed. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I'll say good morning on the other side. Let me see if I can get a couple calls in. My guy, oh no, there it is. Gary in Waterbury on the Fan. You got it.
McFair the Cavalier. Yo, shouts to Big Zoo for taking the call. My man, Pots and Pans. And I smash teeth after your beef. No relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
And at least we salvaged the game tonight. At least we did not get swept. That would have not been cool. We salvaged the game tonight. And I'm not fearing any team in the AL. As long as we're going to smash like this and hit the ball like this, I'm not sweating any team in the
fear
AL.
Fear no one. Fear no one. There's a lot of talent
period
on this team.
Stop. Yeah. No. Period. Stop. They're hitting the ball well. We're coming out the gate strong, and we got to keep it rolling.
And I think they will. I mean, the Pirates have won two games. The Pirates lost a series to the Marlins. The Pirates were just, you know, facing the Tampa Bay Rays in our spring training home, and we won't face Paul Skeen. So let's go sweep the Pirates.
That's what I was gonna say. That's what I was gonna say next. Yo, and we're gonna miss Skeens too. So
perfect.
That's all right. They're smashing. So just keep it rolling.
Yeah.
Love you, dog.
Thanks for the call, Gary. 888-808-1019. You know, if you've ever been out there for a Yankee series, or even when you watch. This is their World Series in Pittsburgh. This is the biggest series that they have. These games are at 4 o'clock, probably because they don't want it to get too crazy. And then also you can go out and party in the city after. But they sell out these games. These are their biggest games. People come from all over Pennsylvania and obviously, you know, Jersey and New York too to go see the Yankees play out there. So it's going to be turned up, and I think the Yankees can definitely sweep the Pirates. We'll talk more about that series in the next couple hours, but let me take another couple calls on tonight and things that are going on. Let's go to Rich in Norwalk, Connecticut next on the Fan. What up, Rich?
How are you, Keith?
Good.
Just wanted your opinion on what my theory is, why I believe Soto went to the Mets instead of staying with the Yankees. I think the reason he went, I mean, you're talking $750 million. There wasn't that much of a difference between what the Mets gave him and what the Yankees were going to give him. I think he made that move because he wants to be the center of attraction. He wants to be the star of the team. And there's no way that he could do that when the best player in the Major League Baseball is on the same team.
He's not doing it right now. Pete Alonso's starring on that team. And I would say
you're not kidding. He is. You're not kidding.
I would say that the $765 million that Cohen put out and the $760 that Hal put out, that's what people think about. But over time, the contract that the Mets gave Soto gives him a much greater earning potential and a year less than the Yankees were putting out there.
True.
With
that's
the sweets.
That's true.
And, you know, just what I'll say is this. You are correct about Soto. Soto's ego is the size of the screen in Citi Field.
He
definitely did not want to be second fiddle to Aaron Judge, playing in right field in front of the judges' chambers, not being the captain, not being the best hitter on the team. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
And then also in the pantheon of Yankees greats, as we're seeing Judge do something today that only, you know, Lou Gehrig and Joe DiMaggio have done.
Just amazing.
Judge is amazing. Soto.
There's no one better.
Soto is not better than Judge, and Soto could not put together any type of resume in the next 15 years to measure up with some of the great Yankees of all time. He knew He could take more money to go to Queens, and he can be one of their great all-time players. And he probably will be, no matter whether he wins a World Series or not.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Yeah. All right, I just want to run that by you and see if you agree with me, and I think you do.
Yeah, and thanks for the call, Rich. And also, Soto, out of his own mouth and his own belief, there was more of a family vibe for the Supreme Court of Soto, right? The Yankees weren't going to give him a suite. The Mets did. The Yankees weren't going to give him a wardrobe allowance for his mother, right? A stipend for his mom's closet. Steve Cohen's like, yeah, whatever, bro. Buy your mom some extra dresses, purses, whatever you need. And, you know, he did say that he feels like the Yankees are going to be good in the next 6-7 years, I guess, of Judge's contract. And then he doesn't know after that, which I just think is crazy, as tonight, all these young Yankees, we're talking about Ben Rice leading off. We're talking about Jason Dominguez. You know, we're talking about Volpe, and Austin Wells had the night off, and Oswaldo Cabrera and you know, George Lombard Jr. and Spencer Jones on their way. Like, everybody knows about these young Yankees, but Juan Soto says he doesn't think that the Yankees are going to be as good as the Mets in a couple years. That's his opinion, right? Judge said so much. Judge pretty much said, like, that's his opinion. 888-808-1019. More to do on the Yankees. More things to highlight from the game. Let's go right now to Marco with the update.